Which would you prefer, sitting in a seminar taking notes or having fun with the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast? A Medicare podcast that hits the right key every time. Sick of hardwood floors, he wants wall-to-wall carpeting. It's Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. This is your Medicare expert, Doug Jones, as you just heard my Canadian nephew announce. That was Drew McMillan telling you where you are. He didn't exactly tell you why you're here. Often, the reason is best expressed in our 30-second radio spot, so I'm going to ask Randy if he won't play that for us right now. Let's listen carefully.
Medicare is complicated. Medicare can be confusing. Medicare is no fun to study. Will you know what decisions to make when Medicare time arrives for you? My name is Doug Jones, and I wrote a book to help you figure it all out. Medicare for the Lazy Man. It's on sale at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. Also, you can download and listen to my podcast, Medicare for the Lazy Man, wherever fine podcasts are given away free of charge. Medicare for the Lazy Man, simplest and easiest guide ever.
All righty. Thank you, Randy. I appreciate that. We're here to learn about Medicare, but we don't just do that. We also kind of wander around the landscape of random thoughts and obtuse connections between one thing and another. And so you're likely to hear some Medicare knowledge and you're likely to hear some goofing around. And I hope that doesn't disturb you. I'm here to reinforce the fact that Medicare doesn't have to be a scary or an overly complicated process if you have a source of the right advice. If you have somebody who is able to simplify Medicare so that it's not an intimidating or frightening prospect. And I think I've been able to do that pretty successfully. At least many, many people tell me that's the case with my book, Medicare for the Lazy Man. If you go to Amazon and seek out Medicare for the Lazy Man, you're going to see a book with a guy in a recliner and a red 2021 on the cover. And what happens is you're going to be able to read a paperback version or a Kindle version or listen to an Audible version. And however you like to absorb your Medicare information, you're going to find Medicare broken down into its component parts and explained very simply in such a way that I believe you will find it to be a really refreshing lifting of any Medicare trepidation that you may have had. Anyway, that was my goal. And a lot of people who have read the book over the years have said that I succeeded in that goal. And when I say over the years, I'm saying I think 2018 was the very first edition of the book right at the end of the year, and then 2019, then 2020, and now we're in the 21 edition. And within another month or so, I'm going to have to start thinking about writing the 2022 edition. But in the meantime, I like to get together with my good friend Randy Carson every once in a while, and we yak at each other, and you get to listen in. So, Randy, shall we begin yakking?
Yes, I have the mic turned on, so people will have absolutely no difficulty hearing me. And we can just catch up on our weekend here a little bit. We were starting before we started the recorder to talk about what I had done over the weekend of, the Labor Day weekend. And I was telling Doug, I found myself an Irish pub that I spent a bit of time at.
I drive by that Irish pub several times a week when I'm in Arizona. And Randy just found it, apparently, and neither of us can remember the name of it.
I looked it up. I just looked it up because okay. all I can ever remember to say, hey, it's the Irish pub up on the hill. Well, yeah. it's the Mountain View.
That's correct. That's right, because it is kind of on a cliff and you can look out. It looks like it's a mountain if you're in the bottom of the Stagecoach Pass Shopping Center.
Right.
You're looking up at this this bar that hangs onto the cliff. But if you're driving down the road, it doesn't really look like you're up on a mountain. So that's why I never think about the thing being a mountain view. But I guess you're looking at Black Mountain when you're there.
Yeah, I found myself a couple Guinness.
Well, only two?
Oh, well, okay, three. I found myself three pints of Guinness, and I had a great shepherd's pie. And my wife had some fish and chips, and we had a great wait staff, great chef. I mean, it's always a great bit of fun to be there, but you know, it's hard to get into because their parking lot. Their parking lot is rather cramped.
And if you don't get the last place in the parking lot, you've got to go down to the shopping center and then climb up the hill.
And you'll be hiking a long time.
Yeah, that's not the ideal place. They used to allow parking along the side of the road, but for some reason, the powers that be in Cave Creek, Arizona, are not in the fans of freedom that we are. And so they blocked off the parking access. And also part of the parking lot is taken up with outdoor seating expansion, right?
Yeah, and there's actually, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, there's also one of those Holloway trash things in the parking lot that takes up some more space. A dumpster. That takes up some more space, but you got to keep hauling those bottles of Guinness away, because they pile up pretty quick.
Well, they got to make room for more so that the next time you go there, they're all ready for you.
Yes. Yes.
Well, as you might have guessed, this was Labor Day weekend in the United States of America. Yeah. And so we had various different types of activities. He went and drank Guinness in a bar. I actually got caught up with my Medicare work. All my clients have their applications in, and I got them all submitted to the insurance companies. And then I had probably 2 days to go down to the garage and do some assembly on my classic cars, which I dearly love to do, and then sit there with catalogs. So time consuming to find exactly what parts you need, order these parts, and then have them tell me that COVID has screwed up their delivery or their supply chain, and I'm not going to get the part I want for a long time. It's very frustrating because you'd like to, once you decide you need a part, you'd like to have it that day or the next day, maybe at the very latest. So I assume that parts will start rolling in and I'll be able to continue my work in the garage on my 1950 Jeepster and my 1957 Chevrolet Nomad. Those are the two projects I'm working on right now. And that's gonna have to come to a halt next weekend because my high school reunion is going to take place from Friday to, I think, noon on Sunday. I don't know if it's ever gonna stop. The fun will just go on and on and on. I don't know how much fun people my age can have. We'll see how much energy they have, but that's going to be a real time killer, I'll tell you. So today we want to deal with Medicare stuff. And typically I offer Randy the choice of what content to use because he's a real good judge of what the audience is going to find interesting and entertaining. And so I typically say, well, Randy, would you like to dip into the mailbag, the dbj at mlmmailbag.com, or would you like me to do some reading? I can read you a story that might lull you to sleep. And he always says, no, mailbag, mailbag, mailbag. And so therefore, I'm not even going to ask him this time. I'm just going to read an article.
Mailbag. Mailbag.
And I feel good going to the mailbag because we have excellent questions coming in from people. I've got some on my desk that I haven't had time to answer yet. So when I take things out of the mailbag, having answered them on the podcast, then I will be able to replace them with new questions, some from our old friends like Dominic and others from new friends like a Ms. Mills. So I'll be answering her questions. So here's one from a gentleman named Jones, and that's all I'm going to identify him by. But he started back in May asking me questions. I've got quite the stack of correspondence from Mr. Jones here. But he said, hey, I just read the book and it was very helpful. I'm 69 and looking to get into Medicare. Both plans F and G are available. But if I wanted to add vision, hearing, and dental, etc., how is that accomplished? And so I said, hello, Mr. Jones. I addressed him like I would like to be addressed. I said, dental, vision, and hearing plans are all over the place, but most of them won't pay the benefits unless you use doctors or providers who are members of certain networks. I don't know where you live, but I will attach a dental, vision, and hearing plan brochure for one that does not compel one to use a network. If you don't use me for your Medicare supplement, I would advise you to avoid Plan F. This used to be the favorite of Medicare participants, but the actuaries are jacking the rates on Plan F sky high. I would recommend Plan G, and of course, my perennial favorite is high deductible Plan G. Let me know if I can be any service, be of any service in the future. And our correspondence continued. He said, I live in Ann Arbor, Michigan. What are the current costs of the three you mentioned, the F, the G, and the HDG? I'm leaning to go with you. It has been very helpful. So I said, sir, attached are quotes for three highly rated companies I use in Michigan. You will notice the parameters I used at the top of the page. If you are not single, then one company may offer a 12% household discount, but I don't believe that would change the results here. If you want to pay for the most comprehensive protection, my recommendation would be a Plan G from so-and-so company. As you might imagine, my recommendation for most would be the high deductible Plan G from United American. That low profile company has shown a dedication to rate stability and excellent customer service. I have attached their Medicare supplement brochure for your information. Would you like me to find the least expensive prescription drug plan available to you? If so, I have attached a one-page questionnaire for that purpose. Other questions? By all means, let me know how else I can help. And he responded, no, I responded. He responded, if I want to be on Medicare by August 1st, when do we need to finalize choices? And when should I drop my current employee coverage? And I said, now this is really tiny print. I said, where do you stand in the enrollment process for Medicare Part A and B? If you have a Medicare ID card or a copy of the benefit verification letter showing your start dates of August 1st, then you are very close to completion. Then the steps you mentioned can be accomplished very quickly. If you have not completed that process yet, we are at the mercy of the government clerks and might not be able to achieve your August 1st effective date. We had this conversation in July. So I said, it would not be prudent to cancel your existing coverage until we have confirmation that the new insurance is in place. Once again, parts A and B of Medicare are not under our control, but the Medicare supplement and the prescription drug plans, which I will do the paperwork for, can be accomplished within a very short period of time under most circumstances. So he went on to become a client of mine because we were able to meet the deadline that he wanted to make, which was August 1st coverage. And so that old smelly correspondence, I'm glad to get out of the mailbag. It is a little out of date, but it's indicative of the fact that once the Medicare parts A and B are in place, then we are able to do a Medicare supplement and a drug plan very, very quickly. So here comes a gentleman who is also kind of chatty and questiony, has some back and forth correspondence here. He says, turning 65 this month, am a self-employed dentist and continuing to work by my insurance, BCBS, Blue Cross Blue Shield, through the Dental Association. Will sign up for Part A this month, would like to continue with BCBS, but when do I need to sign up for Part B? Can I go on full Medicare with supplemental insurance while I'm still working? Thank you. Book was great. So I then responded to him, thanks for writing, doctor. I would check with BCBS through your association to see how your coverage might change starting the month you turn 65. If your association operates as a large group, then you would not need to apply for Part B until you decided to leave the employer group plan. And that could be years down the road. If the association treats your practice as a small group, then Part B would be required in order to have complete protection. Whichever way this goes, you may want to evaluate the cost of your current plan, as well as the benefit structure against the cost and likely richer benefit structure that Medicare Parts A and B plus a supplement are likely to offer. If you wish, you are certainly allowed to change to Medicare coverages while remaining actively at work in your practice. Medicare Part B currently costs $148.50, plus the IRMA penalty, if any. If you want me to show you the cost of the supplement plans, I would recommend please fill out the non-sensitive information requested on the attached questionnaire. Going a step further, I have also attached a short prescription drug questionnaire for you to return if you would like me to select the least costly plan available in your county. If you would prefer to discuss any of this via telephone, I will do my best to accommodate your schedule in order to make that happen. What else can I do for you? Just let me know. So he responded, "Thanks so much for the reply. Very helpful. I spoke with my Dental Association insurance specialist today, and she told me that we are treated as a large group, and I am technically considered an employee of that group for insurance purposes. Consequently, I can continue with my Blue Cross Blue Shield policy as long as I am working 15 hours per week. I will sign up for Medicare Part A and maintain my private insurance, at least for now. I have several medical procedures scheduled in the near future, so I don't want to rock the boat. Probably in the next year, I will email you and you can guide me through Part B and the supplemental coverage. Thank you very much." And I said to him, "Good to have that settled. I will look forward to hearing from you sometime in the future." Now, we made some progress there because we went from May to July. I am now talking to people who I was corresponding with in July. What's the time looking like, Randy? Do we have time for another one?
Oh, yeah. We've got 3 minutes and 27 seconds left.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I will now grab another one from July. Both of these were done on the same day in July. So let me see here. This is from Steve. And I said, "Thanks for the attachments you sent, Steve. I highlighted a paragraph in his today I ran the quotes again." Oh, I know. I wanted to have this in the mailbag just because it's indicative of something that can go wrong. I do my best to be accurate. And sometimes people send me like their drug information and I ask them a million questions because I want accuracy. I don't want any mistakes and I don't want anybody unhappy because I misled them as to what a product was going to cost. And so in this paragraph of my response to Steve from prior correspondence, this is not our pal Steve, this is a completely different Steve. I believe this Steve lives in California. Anyway, my paragraph reads, "Tonight I ran the quotes again for Medicare supplement coverage and came up with an entirely different result." I think the reason I did that was because my first result that I sent to Steve, this correspondent Steve, was odd because a company that's usually kind of pricey showed up as being very inexpensive in the quotes that I sent to Steve, and it bothered me. And so apparently for a few weeks, it bothered me a lot. And when he finally said, "Okay, I think I'd like to go ahead and buy Medicare supplement," then I went back and started from scratch and re-quoted him with all of the companies that I had originally shown him. And I came up with a completely different answer. So I'm reading this paragraph as a cautionary tale to everyone. Mistakes can happen. And in this case, it was mistakes on a website from a big, big, big insurance company that gave me misinformation. And then somehow they corrected it without telling me. And when I went back to quote again, it was a completely different result. So I said, "Tonight I ran the quotes again and came up with an entirely different result. Mutual of Omaha's rate tonight was $50, while United American was, as before, $40 per month. I am very familiar with United American and generally recommend them without reservation. They have established a track record as having an excellent customer service and rate stability, but you may not be familiar with them, so I've attached their Medicare supplement brochure as well as their signature pages. Originally, Mutual of Omaha was $30 and United American was $40. And the reason that bothered me is because United American is, generally speaking, the most cost-effective company that I find out there for the high deductible plan G. And so I was surprised when I ran Steve's quotes the very first time and they were too high. Well, I went back to run them again and the Mutual of Omaha rates had actually increased by about 50%. So I have an idea the mistake was on the Mutual of Omaha website. So anyway, Steve got accurate numbers. He enrolled also Many of these people that I have correspondence from have gone on to become clients. And I'm so happy to be able to see their names again, because since they have Medicare supplement plans, it's very unlikely they're ever going to need me to do anything for them in the future. A Medicare supplement plan is forever if you've chosen carefully at the outset when you were first eligible. And that's what I try to help all my clients do. Choose carefully so that you never, ever have to think about it again, and you never have to look back with regret that you picked the wrong plan. So I suppose our crickets have already chirped. Is that correct?
The crickets have chirped, which, you know, for those of you who don't listen to this every day, that means that we have run out of broadcast time. And after this, it gets really expensive, doesn't it, Doug?
It does. So let's go now. Bye. All right. Thank you for saving the audience from the crickets, but we are very happy to have had you joining us today. And once again, as Randy is often the proper person to tell you, go to Amazon.com, search out Medicare for the Lazy Man, and you will find a book that will help you get through Medicare in very short order. Probably takes an hour to read. I'm thinking in the new edition, I'm going to add a few more pages. People have been asking about dental insurance, and they keep saying, you know, talk about it in the book. There's more interest in dental insurance than there ever used to be. And so I think the new book's going to be a little bit longer, a little bit heftier than the old book was. But
well, you know, I think that's probably, I think that's probably a good thing to do, because, you know, it's a distinct difference between, you know, having your insurance in the private sector versus having it in Medicare, because as we all know, Medicare doesn't touch dental, vision
and hearing.
They don't touch that with a 10-foot pole. So
Right. They
don't care if you got, they don't care if you got teeth, they don't care if you can see, and they don't care if you can hear.
But the good news there is that the government isn't paying for a lot of frills and bells and whistles for everybody in the world. There are some people who don't have any problem with those things. And so why should we as taxpayers pay for coverage for that stuff if those people don't need it? That's like welfare. So
exactly.
I have a separate company, excellent product for dental, vision, and hearing for those people who express an interest and they want to pay a few bucks a month. So I can offer that as a solution to these people who ask, but I ought to write that into the book so everybody knows.
Absolutely.
So that's my plan.
I think it's a great idea to include that in the book, and that way they don't have any questions. But if you have questions, what do you need to do? You need to write Doug an email at dbj@mlmmailbag.com, because I can see that, you know, as this mail traffic comes in, as you've promised me, the smile is becoming wider and more pronounced on Doug's face. So keep sending him questions at dbj@mlmmailbag.com. Don't forget to buy your books. But in the meantime, thank you for joining us. Thank you so much. We enjoy every second you spend with us. You have just spent about 32 and a half minutes with Doug Jones, the anti-insurance guy from Oklahoma and the CEO, CIO, and every other O for Medicare for the Lazy Man.com.
Bye-bye.